Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session. Welcome, everyone, to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101. I'm one of your hosts, Robin Seegers. I'm going to say Elroy Seegers. Robin Seegers, and your other host is...
Robin? Elroy Seegers.
That's because I was looking at you when I was doing it.
I knew
that.
Girl, I had it back on people.
So welcome again to another session. And tonight we're talking about debt consolidation.
You could say debt collection.
I know, I was. Man, I'm all messed up looking at you.
Repo woman.
Okay.
Repo woman.
Debt consolidation, and we're going to talk about, you know, what that is and how you seek help and the pros and cons, because there are pros and cons to this. Okay, so debt collection is when you convert many of your small bills or whatever bills you have and put it into one loan to simplify your payments.
Yes.
Right? And so there are times that they will offer you a low interest rate to get the loan. However, you have to be careful because that low interest rate may be for, say, 6 months, and then it goes higher.
So you're saying more like an introductory
rate. Okay. Right. Also, and don't get caught up because even though you're making lower payments, you're paying for it longer. Yeah. So sometimes you're making lower payments, but you're paying more because you're paying for fees for getting a loan, the cost of getting a loan. So things can add up.
Yep.
Okay. So with debt consolidation, it's always best to go to a debt counselor. Don't go to a bank because they're in it for money. And they're going to convince you to get that loan because they're in it for money. So find a debt counselor that's not tied to a financial institution to help you with this process.
Can I amend a little bit for more clarification?
Okay.
When she's saying longer, there is a set number of months you would pay for that consolidated loan. So with a credit card, it could be, you know, minimum payment 17 years. So what she's saying, like, you know, as far as long, she meant long term, not longer, but long term. But you have a definite amount of numbers that you would know how long you'd be paying for. So not longer, she actually meant long term.
Yes, long term. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Also, you have to do a mental check for yourself to figure out why you're in debt. Because if you don't know why and you get approved for this loan, mm-hmm. and you consolidate, you're going to go back and get more debt. So yeah. Then you have that new debt plus the loan consolidation debt you got to pay. Yeah. So you have to have a strong mindset in doing this, meaning I'm in it because I'm not creating more debt. I'm paying this off. I'm done.
You and I talked about it this morning that, you know, money and emotions are tied together. Well, a lot of people may separate the two. And
right.
This is it's a decision that takes the mind, but it definitely attacks your heart too.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can think, oh, I got more money now. And, you know, more money means sometimes more money to play with. Like, when you was paying $1,000, now you're only paying $600 for the same loans. And now you're like, I got $400 free, but nothing is free.
Right.
That's money to apply to something.
Something else, yeah. Right. To take advantage of the situation.
Right.
If you got extra money from the consolidation where your monthly debt was, like you said, $1,000, and because you consolidated it, it's now $600, that $400, put it to work for you, not work against you.
Yeah.
Because if you're creating more debt,
yeah.
You got that consolidation loan debt plus new debt.
Yeah, we're going in that really
right.
deep.
Yeah, so it's important that you are in the right mindset. Don't do it because I just need a way out.
Right.
Because if you're just looking for a quick fix, this is not going to work for you because you're going to get back into debt.
Yeah.
And have a financial plan. Meaning once you get this loan and you know you're saving the $400, then do, have it go somewhere. Already have it planned to be assigned to saving, to your 401k, to your retirement, to your emergency fund. Have a plan for that money. Don't think of it as free money and you just go and spend.
Yep. Okay. Work around the money because you know it's an exact number for the next few months, years, whatever you want, the term is. You know, you can even take that extra $400 and apply it to the same loan to get it paid off from earlier.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's still $1,000, but at least you got a number, a finite number of how much you owe and how much you're going to pay back.
Right.
Like you said, you know, there's things you're going to, not, a lot of people go out and buy cars, they go shopping. It's like you in this for a reason, and now you're trying to get out of it. Let's not go back into debt making the same mistakes or errors.
Right. And also, I think we'll get into this definitely, is that sometimes we really don't need debt consolidation. Matt, you can just call the creditors and the people that you owe and ask them if they can lower your payments or work out a payment plan that suits your finances. Right. And then instead of consolidating it where you could pay it off in 6 months, now because you consolidate it, you got to pay off for five. You got to pay on it for 5 years when you could have had it done in 6 months if you just talked to somebody. So definitely talk to a debt counselor. It definitely talk to lowering your payments to the creditors. Definitely have a plan and have the right mindset. You have to have the right mindset because if you think this is a quick fix, it is not.
Yep. We had a client and this was recently, and thank goodness they came and talked to me first, and my client said, I want to think about consolidating all my bills because this is a lot to manage. I'm like, you're doing good. You're on pace to get things paid off on time. Like, so let's just continue the path that we were going. But here's that emotional pull on a person's heart, the heartstrings. Like, I just don't want to see these bills no more. So I want to just have one payment. I'm like, you can pay the same amount, but you like months away. Now you're going to take months away and become years away. So I said, okay, you know, in order to help you out, I said, you got more than enough money to pay off everything. I said, so let's go ahead and pay off everything. And you can see, you can be your own debt consolidation, but you can take care of your own bills yourself and just remove the cost. And that's what we did. We paid off everything. And then the next month, you're like, oh, wow, okay. Now we had less in, we still had enough for 3 to 6 months savings. We had $1,000 emergency fund, but it was less of the savings that we had built up. But that plan worked for her because it was getting like, some people think this is a quick fix and it's a marathon. And you have to be in it. It took you sometimes overnight to get in this mess. It may take years to get out of it. So it is not an easy, it's not easy on your heart. It's not easy on your decision making. It's not easy on your psyche. It can become very stressful.
Right.
So you definitely need some accountability person to help you talk through situations so you can understand what you're dealing with.
Right.
And somebody be like, well, that's not good. Help you to sort things out mentally so you don't make a decision that's going to come back to bite you even worse than where you are.
Right. And I found online that it says that if your monthly debt payment exceeds 50% of your monthly income, don't do debt consolidation. Because it's not going to, because you already so far in the hole that this is going to take you further in the hole.
Yeah. I mean, one benefit by not doing debt consolidation is that you can use a snowball effect on multiple bills. If you have, you know, $25, $25, $35, $85, so let's say you hold all those bills together is $400, right? And then you end up paying one off for $100. So now you only owe $300. You can take that $100 and apply it to other bills. It's called a snowball effect where you can pay off bills faster and you kind of like doing your own thing. I was paying the minimum at first, but now I paid off a bill. Now I'm taking this $100 and I'm applying to another bill. So a $25 minimum now became $125 a month. You're paying $125. You pay off another one. Now you take that $125 and pay off another. Now you're paying $125 off another bill. So that's called a snowball effect. When you take one bill, you pay it off, you take that money that you was paying for it, apply it to the next bill, and you keep growing. That amount keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger that you apply to other things that you owe, and eventually it'll get paid off. It does take some work. It does take you to be very disciplined in this approach. So there's pros and cons to these things. Let me go a few things I have, you know, when I was talking about that, mm-hmm. as far as debt consolidation, a pro is, you know, it is faster debt repayment, you know, taking out a debt consolidation loan. It may help you out on a faster track to total payoff, especially if you have significant credit card debt. Credit cards don't have to have a set time limit for paying off a balance, but a consolidation loan has fixed monthly payments, which we just talked about, with a clear beginning and an end date. That's the benefit. You know when you're going to start it. You know when you're going to end it. Credit cards, they tell you if you keep paying minimum balance, you will pay this for the next 17 years.
Right? Yeah.
That's the difference, right?
Right.
So it says here, one takeaway is repaying your debt faster means you pay less interest overall. In addition, the quicker your debt is paid off, the sooner you can start putting money towards other goals, such as an emergency or retirement fund. That's a good takeaway. Another one is simplified finances. When you consolidate all your debt, you no longer have to worry about multiple due dates each month. That's mm-hmm. what I was telling the young lady. Right. She had multiple dates. Mm-hmm. And she got tired mm-hmm. of being one date. She wanted to consolidate the one because I want one payment. I don't want to do this first, third, eighth, ninth, seventh, tenth. Just give me one thing. And it's like, okay, I understand that. But let's do a different approach. So you have one date versus multiple dates. That sometimes that helps people out, you know, because you can hit every few days with a bill. It really can depress you versus mm-hmm. just one bill. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes that may be your main reason. And if that's what it is, that's what you got to do. A takeaway from that is because you use the loan funds to pay off other debts, which you're not just talking about debt consolidation, can turn two or three payments into a single payment. This can simplify budgeting and create few opportunities to miss payments. Go ahead, Rob. Over to you.
Also, it keeps the debt collectors away.
Oh, yeah.
You can avoid bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. And you definitely lower your debt. And if your credit score plays a big part of getting a loan, if you have an excellent mm-hmm. credit score, yep. you have a lower interest rate yep. on this loan. Yep. So if you are a person that is on top of your credit score, you're on top of your payments, but you just want to get it all in one, and your debt is less than 50% of your monthly income, then this is for you, because then you already have the mindset because you have excellent credit score. Mm-hmm. So you can get a lower interest rate, and you have a plan and you're working this, work for you.
I like this because you're talking about also boosting your credit, right?
Yeah.
So why debt consolidation loan, initially it may lower your score. Here's why, because they got to do an inquiry, mm-hmm. a deep dig, right? Mm-hmm. So your score may go slightly lower. You know, so because it's a hard credit inquiry. It's not right. like a soft credit. You know, right. it's like how bad or how much do they need to consolidate? So they go deep. So it's going to knock you down a few points. But over time, it will likely improve your score. Here's what I like. What it says this is from bankrate.com. It says that's because it'll be easier to make on time payments, one payment type thing versus multiple payments being missed. Mm-hmm. Your payment history accounts for 35%. Of your credit score. So paying a single monthly bill when it's due should increase or raise your score. Why? You got one bill paid on time versus five bills, four late, one on time, or mm-hmm. two late, three mm-hmm. on time. That's going to hurt your score. But you know, you got one bill you paid on time, your score should rise over time. Here's more. So additionally, if any of your older debt was from credit cards and you keep your credit cards open, you'll have both a better credit utilization ratio. And what it means by that, let's say I have a credit card, right? And it has a $2,000 bonus, and now they paid it off, now it's at zero. You have a ratio of what you can use against mm-hmm. versus what you're actually using. Mm-hmm. And if I close like five cards, let's say that those five cards had $2,000 a piece, $10,000. So now my ratio of money to borrow is just dropped by $10,000. Mm-hmm. So my score is gonna drop. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
By leaving it open,
it gives you a better score.
Okay.
By closing it, it gives you a worse score because, like I was saying, you have five cards and they're both $2,000 a piece. That gives you $10,000 like
that you have access to.
Okay. So they say, okay, your ratio to what you have to owe and what you have to use is higher because you have a higher number.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So if you close those cards, mm-hmm. now you just close off $10,000. So now you say, you have a lower ratio because what you have access to and what you have to borrow against is lower now. Right. So therefore, it impacts your score.
Right.
Right. And here's the last one. I said, Amounts owed account for 30%. It says, and a stronger history for it. Okay, accounts owed accounts for 30% of your credit score, while the length of your credit history accounts for 15%. So you see how that 15% can keep you in a great standing because it's a small number. So let's say you had a credit card for like 10 years and mm-hmm. now they paid it off and you're going to close it, right? Mm-hmm. You just lost all that history. Mm-hmm. That's 15% of your score, right? Mm-hmm. But here is the thing you also got to be mindful of. I got to be smart enough not to go back and use that card.
Right, right. Because a lot of people think, close the card, it's zero, I'm not using it anymore, close it.
Yeah.
But it really hurts your credit score.
Yeah, and that's one of the drawbacks.
Right.
It would not solve your right. financial problems.
No.
will not. That's a you problem. That's a, I got to fix this here. That's a mentality, a thinking problem, an application to life problem. That's something you got to find a fix to.
And that's what I was saying, that the mindset has to be in the right place and for this to work for mm-hmm. you. And if you already in good standing, like I said, with your credits, if you already have an excellent credit score, you won't get a loan with a lower interest rate. Mm-hmm. Your credit score is not great. They'll give you the loan,
right.
but you're going to pay a higher interest rate. Now you got a way is paying that high interest rate so I can get one payment mm-hmm. worth it. Than paying all the interest, you got to compare the two.
Yep.
Is it worth it? That's why you always have to go to a debt counselor because they can tell you to weigh the options of paying right. a high interest rate because your credit mm-hmm. score is low and paying off what's the interest rate that you're paying currently.
There's going to be a fee associated with that
yeah.
too.
So you got fees and all sorts of things with debt consolidation. So it's none of this is free. That's why it's best to go to a debt counselor.
Yeah.
And definitely before you even go, you have to be real about this.
You know, even go one step further than that. Because a debt counselor is going to tell you if you go into a company that you want to do a consolidation with, they're going to convince you to do it.
Right. That's why I say do not go to a lender.
Yeah. If you go to somebody like, we use Tina Smith.
Like a financial advisor.
They can advise you the pros right. and cons of the thing. Because now if you only have one bill to pay for, if you miss that one payment,
mm-hmm.
that's going to hurt you significantly.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt you.
So
versus, you know, yeah, you're not missing, you know, the other four is even just as bad, but now you only got one and you still can't manage the one?
Right.
Man, that's going right. to be a hit on you.
Which
man.
Means you shouldn't have got a debt consolidation.
Right. Yeah. You got to be
so
wise.
That's why I keep saying, if you're going to do this, you have to be for real about this. You have to have the right mindset, a financial plan already in place. You have to be on point with this because it could really damage you if you don't take this serious. This is not a quick fix. This is like some people file for bankruptcy just because they don't want, they feel that's a quick fix, but it damages you for a while.
Yeah.
And you pay the price for it.
Yeah, I was looking at the website, bankrate.com, and everything that you were talking about, you know, if you decide you should consider the debt, as you just talked about, you have a good credit score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you prefer fixed payments.
Mm-hmm.
You want a one-time payment.
Mm-hmm.
You can afford to repay the loan. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds crazy, right?
Right.
What I mean by that? Like, well, it's going to be lower, so I should be able to afford it. Well, yeah, that don't mean that you can pay it, though.
Right.
Yeah, because that's going to make the situation worse. Once you go to a debt consolidation and you don't make that payment, man, you may as well not even go to debt consolidation, continue paying your credit cards, mm-hmm. the minimum payments. At least you're making it to come up with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot make that payment, this is not the plan for you. Not the plan for you. I had a friend that once did the debt consolidation and they saved about maybe $400-$500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't use the money right. Took that $400-$500 a month and started saying, now we can go and do these things. I'm like, you might want to think about how you're buying that money. But we're $500 free. No, you're not. You know, what about this? You know, mentioning things, trying to talk to the individual, you know, about being wise and smart decisions. Once, it's just like when your car payment is paid for, you're like, woo! Or your child is no longer in daycare, woo!
Mm-hmm.
That loan debt consolidation is the exact same thing. It's a woo! And it's not a woo. It's like, okay, so what do I do next? You got to go into that thing, like my wife said, Robin said, you got to go into the thing with a plan and come out it with a plan and then activate that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just sit there and just look at it. It ain't no good.
Right.
So
that money you're saving, put it somewhere.
Yeah. And you're really not saving, tell you the truth. Why? Because you still got a debt.
Yeah, you still got to pay off that debt. So like Elroy said, you can take that extra money and turn around and make payments on the debt consolidation loan so you can pay it off quicker.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think, oh, free money, and they just go for broke, not realizing you're getting yourself back into the same problem you just tried to get yourself out of.
And the one of the credit cards they had paid off, guess what they did? Start using it. I got to use it. Otherwise, they'll close it. How much on the card now? Only $1,000. I'm only paying $20 a month. A few months later, well, it's only $1,500 every month. It's going up. Mm-hmm. Well, it's only $25 now. What's that? I can pay it off anytime I want to. We didn't pay it off. Why? It's only $25. That's the loophole we get into right there.
Yeah. We convince ourselves.
Oh, it's easy to convince yourself. Mm-hmm. Very easily. Oh, yeah. 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 Big time easy. It's good stuff right here.
Yeah. You know, yeah. So, and when you was first telling me about our friends, I was like, wow. That's why I came up with this as another topic for the podcast, because
it bothered me.
Yeah. I could see that it bothered you, and it was, and we had two people that do this that we know, and they told us after the fact.
Yeah.
One person we even advised not to do anything, and they did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And after the fact, now they looking like, oh my goodness.
And those two were not our clients.
No, they weren't our clients.
Yeah, yeah. One became our client after they made the decision.
Right.
Yeah, but one is not our client. It's just,
It's just two people we know. But
communication and talking.
And it's like, wow, they just caused more problems because they thought of it as a quick fix, and it's not. Yeah. If you're not prepared for this, you got to put in the work.
Yeah.
You definitely got to. It could work for you,
but
you got to put in the work. And just remember, if you don't have the mindset, and if your debt, monthly debt payments, is more than 50% of your income, debt consolidation is not for you, because you already in a huge hole. And you do this, you're going to be in a bigger hole. Because if you can't pay.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Because that emotion, I get it.
Yeah.
Because you want to
I want to live.
Why do I want to pay $1,000? I can just pay $600.
Right.
Why do I want to do this? I get it. You know, that's a big drop. It's the same thing when you refinance a home.
Mm-hmm.
You're 20 years into a home, you're paying $1,200 a month, and somebody said, you can refinance your home. For the next 30 years, you're like, you can go from $1,200 to $400. But what? I can go to $400 of my house payment? Well, you got 30 more years. You just restarted.
So, you started your loan.
So, are you really saving
$800? Yeah.
You look at the total amount that you're going to be giving out plus what you already paid out. So, they present you a package that looks sweet.
Yeah.
It looks really sweet. Mm-hmm. No one's going to give you a package that says, don't do this. Then they in the business say, do this.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say it's too good to be true, take a step back, look at the totality of what you're doing. And if you trust somebody, get somebody to look it over with you, financial counseling you're talking about, and then help you decide, look at the pros and the cons. And then you decide, you can like live with yourself on your decision.
Right.
I mean, I can support that either or, but just to go and just say, I'm looking at only the pros, forget the cons.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cons come out, they bite you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh man, I wish I'd known about the cons. You did know, you just chose to ignore them.
Right.
So I would say, look at both the pros and the cons, and then make a decision, and then be okay with the decision.
Right.
It's not bad. It's not good. It's just the decision that you make. You got to invest time to figure out what's best for you, your situation, your family, or your individual, and then decide to go forward.
Right.
Don't do it in the dark. If you got a wife or a husband, talk to them. Don't be like, look, this is what I decided to do. We're going to do it. Like, oh, okay, I ain't signed that paper. You crazy man. Oh, you crazy woman. Just don't go into the dark.
Right.
Shed some light on it.
Because the snowball.
It works.
Payment, down payment, paying down your debt is it does work. And a lot of people can do that if they're disciplined enough. Mm-hmm. See, all of this financial stuff requires discipline and the right mindset and a plan and a strategy. Mm-hmm. So if you have the discipline to take your bills and then pay off the smallest one,
Right.
Then the money you use to pay off that smaller one, add to the next one. Amen. So you increase that next bill payment by, say, the $25 from the one you just paid off. And then you pay that off, and then you add that money to the next bill. You see how it's growing? So then you keep adding as you pay off a bill. Don't take that money and say that's free money. No, add it to the next bill, the next largest one. Pay that one off and take that money and add it to the next one, and it snowballs until you're done. And a lot of people can do this and be done faster than this debt consolidation if you're disciplined enough.
And look, y'all, I hate to keep hopping on our own strings here. That's the plan. We had somebody that was the young lady, you know, she was on the show the last time. She was significantly in debt, and that's the approach that we did. And what I do admire about this young lady is that she was very vulnerable and very open. She realized money was just not the money. It was an emotional connection. So we talked her through those emotional connections. When she had days that she was struggling, we would talk to her. Talk her off the ledge. Talk her off, you know, just say, hey, you know, talk to me. Why you want to make this decision? Let me help you out. And there were some days like I said, go ahead and do it. You know, you've been doing very well. Go ahead and get yourself a little treat. But let's get back on track come Monday. Those kind of things. We didn't say, go out and spend $1,000. But she was open to the process.
Right.
And she knew it was a long process.
Right. And she was ready for it.
So if you're not ready for this year, after about 2 months, you're going to go stir crazy.
Right. And we have someone that just recently contacted us and basically told us, you don't need to know all my details. Just fix it.
Yep.
And it's like, no, we need to know, like Elroy said, your psyche, why you're spending like this. Yep. What is going through your mind?
Yep.
What happened to you in your childhood or a couple of years ago that's impacting your affecting your spending, that you're an emotional spender or whatever it is? We need to understand that so we can help you work through that. Because when you recognize, oh, I'm doing this again, then once you recognize that you're doing it, then you'll stop doing it.
And I like what you're saying. Yes, we can work with you on your finances, but we also work on you like life coaching you through a situation so we can understand who you are. So when someone's having a bad day, we understand what that bad day is about.
Right.
We can understand the past history. We can understand the current situations.
Right.
Versus just saying, well, I don't know why you want to buy that. Why? Because we don't have no intimate connection as far as what you've gone through and what you're going through. So we dive into that area as we prolong the conversations week to week. Those things come out. And we're like, oh, okay, I get it. I understand.
When this happened to me, I spend. I didn't realize I was doing it. There's some people that's emotional eaters. Right. There's people that's emotional spenders. Yep. Some people that they call it retail therapy.
Retail therapy.
Because it makes you feel good for that moment.
Yep.
But you got to go to the root of the problem. Yep. Why are you feeling that way in the first place? Yep. So that you're not doing retail therapy.
Yeah, because everyone's retail is the same.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm
right.
So I prefer to, you know, I told my wife, I said, well, maybe we ain't the one for you if you can't communicate to us on the level. And the reason why is like, it helps us to understand the why.
Right.
And once we get to the why, as we are doing the budget, this conversation is going on. This conversation is going on, you know, texting and calling and stuff, communication. So now those things begin to come out. And now it's like psychological therapy almost.
Yeah.
You know, no, we're not therapists, but it becomes like a therapy.
Because your emotions are tied to your spending.
Yeah.
It really is.
And everybody I have done that with, man, they have done extremely well.
That's because they were willing to be vulnerable. Right. So if you're going to do this, you can't go to a debt counselor or a financial advisor.
Do this, fix it.
And hide stuff.
Right.
And not tell the whole truth.
Yeah.
And not tell everything. Yeah. Because guess what? They can't fix something they don't know is broken.
Yeah. I had somebody tell me, I come to you to work on my finances once I pay this off. I said, that ain't the one for you. Because you got to come to me while you're paying that off.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you're going to pay off that and then come to me, it ain't working. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I need to understand why you think you got to come to me after the fact. Because I don't know how long it's going to take. Mm-hmm. And I ain't the one to chase you down either.
Right.
So it's those kind of thinking that we got to try to stop trapping ourselves into.
Right.
And open up to the process to somebody that can help us through it.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, it is a beautiful thing. Our last client just got her apartment, moved out from her parents' house, got her own apartment. sent us a picture of the front door of her apartment. Mm-hmm. House is next, y'all. Yeah. I mean, that is a beautiful thing when you like, I never thought I was going to be at this point in my life.
Yeah. And this person was making excellent money, yep, but was spending every last, yep, dime. So she stayed broke. Yep. And when I say excellent money, y'all mouths will be, yep, wide open if you knew how much money she made every month. And every month she spent every last bit of it.
But guess what? We took her all of that. Mm-hmm. 8 months. Mm-hmm. Now she's getting her own apartment. She got the keys. She's about to move in. And I asked her, I said, do you ever think you'll be at this point when we start working in January? She said, absolutely not. And I said, what was one of my words that I said to you? You said, by December, you have your own place. In December, she got her own place.
Yeah.
We beat it by 1 month.
Yeah. And she's on the podcast, back in sometime September, August, September. Yeah, so go back and listen to that one. And,
this is an amazing story.
It is incredible. And once you have that mindset and the plan, you're good to go.
All right. Well, you got anything else you want to say?
That was it.
Because when we first started, she was like debt collection. No, you said what?
No, I said, I call myself Elroy. I'm L. Robin Sears. Yeah. Then I said debt consolidation.
So she was a repo woman, y'all. She's like, don't consolidate. Just give it all to me.
Oh, I do have some statistics
Go ahead. Read them off, girl.
The USA News survey from January 2023 says 69%. Says consolidation improved their finances. 70% of the surveyors did the homework, mm-hmm, and shopped around to compare interest rates.
Right.
And 53% improved credit scores before debt consolidation.
Wow. Saying the score got better before they consolidated?
They made sure their score was excellent, so they got a lower interest rate when they got the loan.
So you checked it first to make sure that when you got it. Right. Okay, that's great.
Because if your credit score is bad, the loan interest rate is going to be higher. Yeah. So if you have good credit scoring, your debt consolidation
loan.
Yeah, they put in the work. Put in the work.
That's work. I was practicing.
Yeah.
Practice. Yeah. That's practice.
We can't skate through life.
That's practice.
We got to do the work.
All right, y'all. So listen, if you want to be able to follow us, track us, hear us, the sweet voice of Robin Sears and the bear man, Elroy Sears, our podcast can be seen from our website, giftedgenerations-llc.com/podcast. Don't forget that dash because you don't know where you may end up. All right. Facebook, you can find us at Gifted Gen LLC. Instagram, the gram, it's gift.gen. YouTube, just Google YouTube, Gifted Generations LLC. We got tons of information and things out there. We can also be found on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. How? Financeology 101. Also, we got a Twitter handle at GiftedGen 2019. Look, I'm the IT guy, but I had nothing to do with none of this stuff.
Well, the reason why we put all this stuff out is this. So we gave a rounded financial picture each week so that we have the put out the podcast, mm-hmm, then I find stories that relate to the topic of the podcast that can help you. Then I find sometimes statistics that can help you and little tips that can help you. And I post this information each, depending on the topic of, mm-hmm, that week, I post it on those different platforms. So you're not just getting the podcast, mm-hmm, you're getting a well-rounded picture so that you can start digging and doing some stuff for yourself, research for yourself.
So look, got a little bit of news for y'all. So your boy, Elroy, he's been featured, one of the three speakers, at the Raleigh North Christian Center's Man Cave on November 11th. I will be covering the financial part. So I get 40 to 45 minutes to talk to
Oh, my goodness.
November the 11th. Starting at 10 o'clock. The doors open at 9:30. Go on the RNCC website. Register $65. The last day to register November the 5th. If you want to see me in action in the flesh, I'm trying to tell you. You might hear me, but you're going to see me totally different. It's going to be a show. I'm glad my wife ain't gonna be there. I can cut up, y'all.
So go look on the website, Raleigh North Christian Center. Yep. And it's in here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah, four speakers. Dr. Chapman's going to be speaking. He's going to wrap things up with a spiritual piece. So we got Dr. Barnes. We're going to have a health piece, a mental health piece, a physical piece, a financial piece, and a spiritual piece. So four different speakers. So it's going to be a great day with just the men supporting one another. So come on out and check us out, man. We need this.
Yeah,
go
out to the website, Raleigh North Christian Center and Raleigh, North Carolina, and register to
Register your husband. If you want a free Saturday, get your husband out the house. Send him over to Raleigh North Christian Center.
They'll be blessed.
Yes, they will.
They're going to get a full word.
Well, thank you for a great podcast. You're awesome. You do a great job. I think you have an excellent radio voice. I really do. So, and guess what? You married to me. Yes, you're all mine. Yeah. Well, that's it for today. So thank you. And tune in next time.
Yes. Thank you. 101. Thank you, everyone.
Everyone, Robin, we're out.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.